Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Scott puts this question, phrases it, and delivers it in a tone that is just so beautiful that I'm not surprised that it ended up on the Pat McAfee show. I'm not surprised that it's gone. I don't know what defines viral, but it's gone viral.
It's on every network.
There you go.
NFL Network, Yahoo, DraftKings tagged me in a tweet with a graphic. I mean, FanDuel, everybody.
There you go. So the world is coming to know what we already knew. But nonetheless, T, you got the question, don't you? I'm gonna tease y'all a little bit. I'm gonna keep the answer from y'all for a little bit. But this is fine work. This is what the hell I'm talking about. This is why I got to tip my cap to my boy B. Scott. Here's B. Scott asking really the only question anybody gave a rip about to J.J. Watt this weekend.
How do you resist J.J.? All of the names that you listed and D'Amico, obviously you know D'Amico, haven't played with him. How do you, the competitor in you, resist like the not being that far removed from playing? How do you resist the temptation?
How do you resist? He mentioned D'Amico pulling on that heartstring, mentioned being a competitor. What did you just say right there at the end?
How do you resist the temptation? Because think about it. So before that, and when we were buttering them up, you know, doing all of the,
right,
you know, the elbow rubbing and everything.
Right.
There was a question about what the Texans had done this offseason, right? One of those obligatory, generic questions about, you know, what do you think about what your team has done type of thing.
Sure.
So, of course, he answers that in kind, the way you would expect him to, and he rattles off everything that the Texans got going for him. And so that's when I saw the opportunity. All right, well, you've given us the lay of the land, or you've made the case for the Texans,
right?
Which it doesn't take a whole lot to do, but he did it. And so, okay, so you listed all those names of guys that they got, and obviously we know you're tied to D'Amico Ryans. He's here today, you know, today being Saturday for the charity softball classic. So how do you resist the temptation of going back to the house that you built, that you helped build, with your former teammate as the head coach, with a team that is arguably greater, or at the very least has higher preseason expectations than anyone that you've ever had? Is essentially the question. Like, how do you resist as a competitor who retired close to on top of his game? You know, wasn't necessarily the same player, but was still a damn good player. So you retired as a still productive player, but without that ultimate prize, that competitor's prize of winning, having something to add to the three-time defensive player of the year mantle, right? You know, Aaron Donald has his ring, right? That type of thing. How do you resist the temptation to come and make good on all of that? That was the question that I felt like needed answer.
And again, it's definitely the question that needed answer, but the way that you phrased it was so beautifully done that I'll be honest, dead-ass serious here. When I heard the question, I leaned in the radio. I said, I know, I mean the audio that I was watching, I think it was posted on social media, right? I don't remember where I heard it first.
Yep.
But anyway, I leaned in, Because I knew with that a question so beautifully phrased that JJ was going to have to answer it with more than just a ha ha ha, let me move on type of deal. Here is JJ's answer to Brandon Scott's question ultimately of, hey man, is there any interest in you playing with the Texans again this year?
Oh, I mean, I'm a very fortunate, lucky man. I got a beautiful wife. I got a beautiful son. I've had 12 great years in this league, and I'm very thankful to have walked away healthy and playing great. I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it, but if you ever do call, I'll be there. But he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. This is the last year I'll tell him that, because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training, but he knows that if he ever truly does need it, I'll be there for him, but I don't anticipate that happening. They got a very good crew.
So you're saying the four defensive ends go down by week 12?
I very much don't want that to ever be the case. I hope that everybody stays extremely healthy and they dominate and they don't need any other bodies, and I just get to watch and enjoy from the couch.
B. Scott, when he started with the wife, the son, the 12 years I left with my health, I thought, okay, he's going to give you the old puff cake, patty cake answer. But then he went into, this is the last year I'm going to tell D'Amico this.
Yeah.
If he really needs me,
I'll
be there. I've been training. This last year I'm going to train like this.
That's the news part, right?
Come on, man.
There was the news. Because when we got back to the press box after that, I went to Sean Pendergast and Figgy were out there with me.
Yeah.
And I said, guys, has he ever said that he talked to D'Amico about this? Has he ever said that he's still training like a football player, like an NFL player?
Right.
Like, I don't remember hearing either one of those two things. A, that we had this conversation before and I had never heard that. And then B, I'm still training because he's a little thinner, you know, not a lot, but a little thinner. So, he looks kind of retired. So I did not hear either one of those things. A, I've had the conversation with my former teammate who's the head coach of the football team now. And then B, I'm still training, not like a retired guy who wants to stay in shape, but like a football player. Like J.J. Watt training. And we've seen the to bring it all together, too. We know J.J. likes social media, but we've seen his videos and photos that he posts to social media, the weightlifting and stuff that he does.
Yeah.
Like, we know he is still training. We just figure, he's retired. He's just still staying in shape. No, from that audio, from that response to me, it was, hey, I'm still training like I could go out there and give you a couple snaps.
Bro, it sounds to me like J.J. Watt's daring him to call him. Like, look, I mean, that's some – if you had the conversation with the guy, if you are really still training, if you are still really – I don't care to what degree you're interested. You are obviously interested to some degree, right? I mean, really the ball's in D'Amico's court at this point in time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.